With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. European leaders tell President Trump they want a Ukraine ceasefire. They're also welcoming U.S.-backed security guarantees for Ukraine once the war comes to an end.
During high-level White House talks with NATO and European leaders, President Trump said ending the Russia-Ukraine war is within reach.
This is something that's very attainable.
Ukrainian President Zelensky welcomed a meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin, while German Chancellor Merz emphasized quickly halting the violence.
To be honest, we all would like to see a ceasefire.
And the NATO secretary said Europe views U.S. support for Ukrainian security guarantees as a breakthrough. Greg Clugston, The White House.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says Friday is the day the Justice Department will start handing over files relating to the Jeffrey Epstein case. A protest in Sacramento over a controversial bill pending in the California Assembly, legislation that opponents have called a child trafficker's dream.
The legislation, AB 495, would significantly expand the range of adults who can fill out a child's caregiver's authorization affidavit. Southern California pastor Jack Hibbs has called it, quote, the most dangerous bill we've ever seen, unquote. He's leading a rally at the state capitol today. He says AB 495 is a dangerous bill that puts every child at risk. The Alliance Defending Freedom argues that AB 495 is likely unconstitutional. This is Larry Marino reporting.
3-day strike by Air Canada flight attendants coming to an end. The flight attendants union says a tentative contract agreement has been reached. The walkout upended the plans of thousands of air travelers in North America. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 246 points, NASDAQ down 177. This is SRN News. The U.S. takes the U.K. to task.
A new report from the State Department indicates that civil liberties are in decline in England and pro-life advocates are suffering most. The report focuses on extensive buffer zones around abortion clinics that forbid any kind of activism, including silent prayer. A growing number of arrests have been made across the UK since the buffer zones went into effect, and some in the British government have even suggested that prayer inside the home would be prosecuted if it was too close to a clinic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some good news from Pakistan. The courts there have ruled that a Muslim man cannot have custody of a Christian girl that he kidnapped and forced to marry him. International Christian Concern reports that in Pakistan, many underage girls are coerced into converting to Islam and are subjected to sexual assault under the guise of Islamic marriages. These victims are then pressured to provide false statements supporting their kidnappers. This is SRN News. Outer space emerging as the world's next battlefield.
That's been demonstrated by recent cyber attacks on satellites blamed on Russia. National security officials have said the Kremlin also is seeking to develop a space-based weapon that could knock out American satellites, potentially devastating the U.S. economy while leaving the country vulnerable to military attack. Officials in Washington are taking notice, investing in greater efforts to defend U.S. satellites while countering threats from China and Russia. Keith Peters, Washington.
Missouri's attorney general is stepping down to take a leadership post with the FBI. Republican AG Andrew Bailey says he's resigning effective the 8th of September and will serve as co-deputy director of the Bureau. Bailey has been a strong supporter of President Trump. He recently defended the state's pro-life regulations in the face of new pro-abortion constitutional amendment. More details at SRNnews.com.